It's July 26, 1980. And I have a note here. Stupid like a rock. Questioner asked Maharaj, I have come to Maharaj in the hope that he may help me put an end to this search. Maharaj, can you communicate to me what you have understood? Questioner, it's all concepts, all illusion. Maharaj, yes. Questioner, I don't believe in processes that take time and disciplines. I've done all that. I want it to end. Maharaj, the basic fact that you are not the body must be clear to you by now. You are working in the world and you think you are doing work. But what is really happening is this. The life force, when it comes out in thoughts and words, is the mind. So it is this prana, mind, life force, mind, which is the acting principle. The beingness, the consciousness, is the God which witnesses the life force and mind working. The beingness, the consciousness, is the God which witnesses the life force and mind working. The I am working, the prana, the shakti working. It does not interfere, it merely witnesses. The reason for your unhappiness is that you think it is you that are working. You identify, in other words, with the work in progress, with the shakti, with the vital force, with the actions, with the activity, with the thinking. The questioner, I realize that anything I say is a concept arising out of my consciousness. Maharaj, that you are and the world is, are both concepts. You must know that. Questioner, how does this knowledge work? I mean, you tell me words, and there comes a sense of understanding. Is this a mental process? Is there still a faculty witnessing all this? Maharaj, the mind understands because of the consciousness. Questioner, then it's all an automatic happening. Maharaj, that is true. The mind interprets whatever the concept is. The base is consciousness on which the concept arises at the moment. Questioner, so what is there actually to attain if you cannot change this consciousness and you cannot reach it by words? It is there all the time, right now. So for what are we here? Why are we here? Doing belongs to the mind, that is clear. It is going on like an automation. I clearly see now. I want the mind to surrender to the consciousness. Do you understand? Maharaj, all this conceptualizing, all this articulation has been taking place only after the original concept arose that you are, I am. All this conceptualizing that we are all going through, the spiritual search, the thinking, all this conceptualizing, all this talk, articulation, has been taking place only after the original concept, which you are, I am, arose that you are. What was the position before this concept arose? At that time, did you have any concepts, any needs? Before this original concept, I am, arose, did you have any concepts, any needs whatsoever? In other words, before you started thinking, what were you? Was there any bother there whatsoever? Was there any distress? Was there any anxiety? Was there any passion? Was there anything human before this original concept, I am, arose? And the questioner says, you mean like deep sleep? Maharaj, this concept that it is like deep sleep is not incorrect, but it is still a concept. In other words, the guy's got the idea, but it's still an idea for him. He hasn't fleshed it out with an experience. But it's still a concept, and the original state is beyond concepts. In other words, conceptually he grasped it, but you don't have that state yet. You don't own it. The questioner asks, what is the fact now, Maharaj? That you are awake is itself a concept at this moment. Let this sink in. The questioner, it's like a movie, Maharaj. Go back to the source. Before the concept of beingness, I am, arose, what was your state? I don't know. That which you don't know, that is the right state. That which you don't know, that is the right state. Everything that comes after this consciousness is attained is like a dose of salt. It is useless. Consciousness is useless. So the search, all aspects of it belong, the questioner says, so the search, all aspects of it belongs to the same? Maharaj, throw away every thought. Throw away every experience. Throw away everything that happens after this consciousness has come. Other than throwing it away as useless, there is nothing to be done beyond the firm understanding in which you become more and more absorbed. Beyond this firm understanding in which you become more and more absorbed. In other words, what he was just saying, you are the witness. The I am arises and suddenly all the concepts arise and then you become a human being. But what were you before this original concept I am arose? This is what you have to become absorbed in. He's keeping to pointing you to that state before the mind arose.